Welcome to the Mini English Idiom Lesson. Why study idioms? One of the keys to speaking like a native is the ability to use and understand casual expressions or idioms. American English is full of idioms. You will not learn these expressions in a standard textbook, but you will hear them all the time in everyday conversations. You will also meet them in books, newspapers, magazines, TV shows, and on the internet. Idioms add color to the language. Master idioms and your speech will be less awkward, less foreign. You will also understand more of what you read and hear. I'm so glad you can listen to my podcast. I'm Michael. I'm an English teacher, and I'm Chinese. Since I've never been abroad before, I'm pretty sure that you can learn to speak English well, just like me. This is the first episode, and we are going to learn an English idiom over your head. So first, please allow me to ask you some questions. Are you faced with something very difficult that is beyond your ability? Maybe you have to do some complicated math or work out some other problem. If so, maybe that thing is over your head. The idiom over your head is usually used to refer to problems or issues that are beyond the person's ability, like complicated math problems. Something that is over your head is very difficult to comprehend and resolve. You can use this idiom like this. Something is over someone's head. Here are two examples for you. Mathematics is over my head, so I can't help Joey with his homework. Mathematics is over my head, so I can't help Joey with his homework. Using computers is over her head. She can barely use a mobile phone. Using computers is over her head. She can barely use a mobile phone. So my question for you is, what is over your head? What is over your head? Leave a comment and let me know. This mini English idiom lesson is brought to you by MichaelSays.languagefreeway.com.